Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We've been talking about the history of Galway. We've been talking tourism. We've been talking food. We'll talk a little more food a little bit later as well. Plenty more music still to come as well on the show. But if you're a Love Island fan, you'll know summer's heating up for one Galway lad, Sean Fitzy Fitzgerald, of course, and his endeavours to find love on Love Island. His sister, Katie, though, is with me here this afternoon. Katie, you're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've become a kind of a PR marketeer now for your brother. I introduced him as Fitzy. Was he always Fitzy to you guys?
No, so he got the name Fitzy, I think it was in primary school.
Right.
So then all his like friends, teachers, everyone kind of called him Fitzy, but family and immediate family, it's Sean.
It's Sean.
It's Sean, yeah. To us.
When he told family at home in Galway, listen, I'm going to get, you know, going to drop out of the teaching for the last few weeks and I'm going to step down from the Galway panel and I'm going to find an adventure to find love on a reality TV programme. What was the real chat at the kitchen table?
I suppose for me, I love Love Island. Like I watch it every year. So I was really excited about it. But my parents have never seen it before. Like they'd see the kind of like the news articles about it. And obviously some of the news articles aren't the best. So we kind of had to sit them down and be like, look, you know, it is a good opportunity. Like, obviously, he is going in there to find love. But at the same time, he will be giving up the football and obviously the last few months of teaching as well.
Yeah. So it took a bit of time, did it, to get them to come around on this or were they?
Yeah, just not too long. Maybe like a week, maybe. Right. But well, now they're fully supported.
Are they?
100%.
So do you sit down as a family now and watch this?
Oh yeah.
Every day?
I refused to watch the first episode with them. So I went over to my friends in Dublin. I could not watch the first episode with them. But now, no, my dad's sitting down watching every night. My mum's sitting down every night. It's great.
Yeah. Are they screaming at the TV or what are they? What's the reaction?
Depends. Because Sean's, I suppose he's not in the drama. So I suppose he's not on the screen as much as obviously I mean, we'd like to see.
He seems to be himself and Lola front runner at this stage to win.
I mean,
he coupled up very early. Mm-hmm. So can you spill the beans? Was this a, like you obviously now, as you said, you're a big fan for years. So was this a strategy you comprised together? Mm-hmm. Were you advising him in the background, this is the way to go?
No. I just said to him, just be yourself. Like, obviously, the back of his mind is the teaching. So he is just being himself. Like, he's not the type of person to kind of like go around and just kiss all the different girls. But I suppose in challenges, that's what you're supposed to do. But I love Lola. I love her so much. My parents love her. I think, you know, I think she's good.
The real deal?
I think so.
I mean, there's already been the I love you.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Were you surprised at that? Because it's early on.
I know, it is early on. But I suppose you're spending 24 hours with David, someone like you're sleeping in the same bed as someone since the first day and they haven't changed couples. So they've been, I think it's week four now this week and everyone's still saying, oh, it's early days. It's halfway through this week.
Yeah, well, that's very true, actually. Yeah.
So, I mean, they're in a good position, I think.
Yeah. Obviously, as you say, they share a bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do your folks find, do you all sit together and watch? How does that bit unravel?
I suppose it's almost normal now seeing him kissing on TV. Like, I don't know. But sometimes it gets a bit too intense, so I do kind of turn around. Yeah. But, you know, it's normal now.
Yeah. The reaction here, well, not just in Galway. I mean, like, everybody knows who Fitzy is now across the country, whether you're Love Island follower for years or not. But, I mean, the reaction has been overwhelmingly very positive, hasn't it?
I think at the start when, I suppose, it was speculated, there was a bit of, you know, touch and go, you know, was it a good decision for him, was it not? But since he got announced, it's been unbelievable. Mm. Like the response has been very, very, very good, and it's really nice to see.
Yeah. And like I know there was some maybe in some of the British press, some maybe criticism and the fact that him and Lola got together so early on and all of that. But sure, that comes with it. I mean, it's not the worst critique he's had.
Yeah. Either, like. I suppose like you're going on Love Island, you're gonna get, you know, people that, you know, dislike you as a couple and like you as a, like it just comes with it and you're just gonna have to deal with it, I suppose.
So your parents and yourself, you really like her. Yeah, want to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you see, do you envisage you're going to be bringing her on a kind of a whistle-stop tour of Galway at some point?
I hope so. She said before, I think on one of the interviews, that she would move to Dublin for Sean. So I think that's good because I don't want Sean to move, to be honest.
Is it just the two of you?
Yeah, just two of us.
Yeah, you're obviously very close.
Yeah, we are. I think in the last 3 years, because I moved over to Scotland, I think we got a lot closer when I moved away. But now that I've moved back, he's gone now, so.
Yeah, he's gone, yeah. But it's lovely that you sit down as a family and kind of watch the show. When he created his kind of, you know, now famous TikTok audition video, were you in on that? Were you aware of it? Or?
So basically, the end of February, Love Island had sent like an application like link on their Instagram. So I sent that to Sean like as a joke. And then,
oh, so you're the brains, but you're the one that's encouraged.
Yeah. So then the next day he posts that TikTok. But a lot of people think it's his actual formal application. It's not. And then the next day he got a call from Love Island saying, we want you to fly out to London and see you get on.
It all happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So me.
Wow. After Love Island, I mean, you know, win or whatever happens over the next couple of weeks, he's kind of become a bit of a household name now, and all that comes with that, the good, the bad, the endorsements, the brand collaborations. Is that kind of a world he wants to maybe get into?
I don't think so, to be honest. Like, again, the teaching, I really think he wants to get back into that.
Yeah.
And the football as well.
Well, like, I mean, he's missing out now. I mean, Galway drawn against Dublin at 8:30 this morning for the All-Ireland football quarterfinals. No. I was in Croke Park watching Donegal against Dublin yesterday, which didn't turn out a great success for us. But, I mean, has he any idea about how Galway are doing at the minute?
No, we haven't heard it from him in about 6 weeks. So he's had no contact with the outside world since he landed in Mallorca, which was 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. And there's been genuinely no contact?
No, nothing. I'm in contact with like the welfare producers and stuff the odd time just to see how he's getting on. So I suppose for me, there is contact with the producers, but not me and him, not at all.
And would he know you've contact with them? So
I'd say they've told him like that, you know, if anything...
Everything's okay at home or whatever.
Because it'd be a bit much if, you know, we had no contact with anyone for the whole, hopefully 8 weeks.
I'm sure that was a difficult decision for him with the football as well to walk away from that, given... I mean, how well Galway are obviously doing at the moment.
Yeah, but I suppose, like, hopefully the Galway opportunity will be there when he comes back. If it's not, you know, he does have club and he does like to play soccer with the club as well. So there is, you know, he still does have the sport if the Galway isn't an opportunity.
Ticking off your kind of sibling hat, but just as a Love Island viewer over the years, can you see him coming out victorious?
Yeah, maybe I'm a small bit biased, but yeah, no, I do. I think, like, even last night, there was, you know, vote the least compatible couple. So obviously, Sean and Lola wouldn't be in that bracket. But I think if there's any more votes between the Islanders, I think they should be safe. You never know with the public votes, but there hasn't been a public vote yet. So hopefully there won't be.
Yeah, well, hopefully, hopefully not. Fingers crossed. And if he does turn out victorious, obviously, it's a trip back home. I'm sure for a little bit of a celebration.
Yeah, and I will be asking for some money.
Money, yeah. What's he going to do with that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd maybe be the question.
Save for a deposit for a house, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
If he manages to get his hands on it. Katie, listen, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
You've been kind of, you know, you're nearly out as his PR marketing campaign team, but you're doing a great job of it. We really appreciate you joining us here today. And
thanks
a million. Well, from one TV screen to, I suppose, forms of another, Love Island isn't the only thing locals are watching here in County Galway at the moment, because next month sees the return of the Galway film Fla, which showcases a lot of really homegrown talent. And Charlene Layden, who's from the festival programme with the Galway Film Fla, with us here in studio today. You might give us a sense, Charlene, of the festival, first of all, and what we can look forward to.
Yeah, well, we launch tomorrow, so I can't tell you everything that's happening yet.
You'll give us a snippet, though.
Well, we have... The festival's in its 38th year, so it's been going on for a long time. And it was kind of founded as a way of independent Irish filmmakers, well, they were all independent then, to share their work with each other and with the world. And so it's kind of continued over the years to champion Irish filmmaking, but also the best of filmmaking from around the world. So I just joined this year, so it's my first programme. I'm delighted with what's in it, and I'm really excited to show everybody tomorrow.
And is there anything you'd like our audience here in studio or those tuned into us this afternoon maybe to look out for? Any kind of big treats you think might be worth people's time?
Well, we've already released some details of 6 films in our programme that we just wanted to get out in the world nice and early because we were so excited. Some of them are sold out, but there will be some tickets available tomorrow at 6 o'clock when we launch again. We'll be having the world premiere of The Lost Children of Tuam, which is it's a film based on Catherine Corliss. Directed by Frank Berry. And directed by Frank Berry, which is a fantastic filmmaker. Always very kind of sensitive filmmaker, not sensational at all, and just, you know, really beautiful film. So that's world premiere, which is really exciting to have that here in Galway. Obviously, it's a really it's a local story, and it's something that should be shared with the people of Galway. Another Galway film is Learning to Breathe Underwater, which was shot here last year. You might have seen them going around last year when they were shooting. And we have a documentary called Try, which is about mixed abilities rugby. Which is just so beautiful and full of character and hope, and it just kind of reminds you of why we love sports.
So you have a nice kind of diversified sort of array of know opportunities for people to get a glimpse of. It's not just about the talent, though. I mean, I've never actually managed to make it along to the Galway Film Fla, so on the list of things to do. But I believe it's all about the crack as well.
We have a reputation for being good fun. When you think of film festivals, sometimes you think about like red carpets and glamour and whatever, and it's not really our style. We're just kind of more of an atmosphere of meeting people and having the crack, and I think it's sort of maybe a bit more informal, and so when we have visiting guests and filmmakers and actors and actresses, it's a little bit less of a, you know, you have to get the makeup done in the red car. Well, you can, you're very welcome to wear a guna. But yeah, I think it is so much about meeting people, and and you often hear little things about a filmmaker would be presenting their new film, they're like, we met the producer down at the flat 3 years ago, and here we are with our film. So it is a bit more of that atmosphere.
The connection. It gives people, I suppose, in the business, the opportunity to network and mix and find new opportunities, which is great to hear. The list, where can people find out more information when it's released, as you say, tomorrow, Charlene?
Tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Our launch is going to be here in Galmont.
Brilliant.
All the tickets will be online from 6 o'clock tomorrow on our website.
Well, look, continued success, and thanks a million as well for joining us. Charlene Layden there, Galway Film Fla Festival Programme Director. Katie Fitzgerald, also with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.